Hello, hello, and welcome to another episode of the Craftsman Creative Podcast. Ah, so excited to be with you. And for today's episode on the most powerful lead magnet strategy for creators. How's that for a mouthful? So a lot of the questions I've been getting lately as we've been discussing visibility in the Society of Independent Creators and in my community and through emails this last month, a lot of people are struggling with lead magnets. And so it's a thing that we talk about in my monthly workshops, which you can sign up for at craftsmancreative.co/workshops. But I felt like it deserved its own post, its own episode, its own newsletter issue. So we're going to dive into that today. Your efforts to get awareness and visibility for your business are ineffective if they aren't generating leads for your business. Okay. Everything in your business is downstream from leads. A lead is someone who has given you permission and information to contact them again in the future. The way you get those leads is generally through a simple transaction, an email address in exchange for something of value. The Craftsman Content Flywheel, which I teach in my monthly workshops, incorporates a lead magnet strategy that has served me very well over the years. The result is that I have people coming to me pre-sold. They're ready to buy because of the time they spent with me and my lead magnets. So not just $1 or $10, but thousands and tens of thousands of dollars before we even hop on a discovery call. They're ready to buy. So in this episode, I'm going to list four types of lead magnets that I use and then share the strategy that makes them work so well to get those kinds of results. But before we dive into that, I want to take a quick second and tell you about our sponsor for today's episode, Magic Mind. Gosh, I love Magic Mind. I took it about 15 minutes ago before recording this episode. Magic Mind is a mental performance shot, an addition to your daily routine that helps get you focused, gets you mentally clear, motivated, and productive while reducing stress. And it has things like mushroom nootropics and adaptogens and over 100% of your daily vitamin C and D per bottle. But besides just reading about what it is, let me tell you a little bit about why I even thought about using Magic Mind before they were a sponsor of my stuff. So I've been taking, you know, nootropic supplements for years and years and years. I've tried a number of products. I like how they work. They work well for my brain, and I'm not a coffee drinker. And so I need something else that can help me kind of get focused and get in the zone when I'm going to be creative and sit down and do my creative work every day. And this stuff's great because it's not like an energy shot. It's not like a 200 milligram dose of caffeine in your body, which is going to wreck you. I hate those things. I cannot take that much caffeine. And so I needed something else that worked better than caffeine. And what I found was that this is like the easiest way that I can get this type of supplement into my body. So it's a 2-ounce shot. It comes in little bottles of green juice. You open the cap and you drink it, and it takes like 2 seconds to down it. And then you're good to go, like 15, 20 minutes in, and you're like feeling the effects of this amazing mental performance shot. So I use it every day. It took maybe 3-4 days for it to kind of feel like, oh, I can see that this is something that's having an effect. I actually went a week without it. When I was on vacation, I was like, oh man, I don't have the same focus and kind of desire to sit down and do the creative work. I could see the difference when I wasn't taking it. For me, that's a really big sign that it's doing something, that it's working, that it's having the effect I want it to have. So they're a great company. I've loved working with them, and I don't really talk about products or services that I don't use on my podcast. That's a big thing about if I'm going to have a sponsor, it needs to be something that I actually use and tell people about. I've told dozens of people about this before I even had them as a sponsor of this show. So it's very much in alignment with the kind of work that we do at Craftsman Creative. I love their mission. I love the way that they have set up their business and the way they create their product. So for you, we have a limited time offer that you can use now that gets you up to 48% off your first subscription or 20% off a one-time purchase if you use the code CRAFTSMAN2020 at checkout. So you can claim it at www.magicmind.com/craftsman or just use the link that's below in the description. All right, let's dive into the four types of lead magnets. There are four lead magnets that I use regularly. We've got scorecards, workshops, an email course, and a digital download. So the goal of these lead magnets is threefold. The first is to deliver tons of value. Second is get their contact and other information from your leads. Third is give people a chance to spend time with you, your content, and your ideas. So let's go through each one and see why they're so great as lead magnets. First, we have scorecards. Now, scorecards, like what you can build with tools like ScoreApp and WriteMessage, allow you to ask questions of your audience as they're becoming or right after they become a lead. So I use both, but I rely on ScoreApp as my lead magnet because I can deliver a results page rather than just collecting data. So you can see my scorecard in action at craftsandcreative.co/scorecard and give it a try. See what I'm talking about here. Not only is a scorecard or the results page a bit of micro coaching for the person taking the scorecard, but I get rich data that I can use to see who is coming into my little online world. And I've got a picture of this, the results page and the answers that's on the blog. So I'll put a link to that in the show notes as well, so you can go check that out. But this helps me to understand where my audience is and where they need the most help. As I'm looking at this, I can see there's one. Is your business growing consistently month to month? 10% of my audience that has taken the scorecard says yes. So 90% of my audience is struggling with growth month to month. Well, that's a huge opportunity to say, hey, Craftsman Creative can help you grow your business month to month. And they go, well, I need that, right? And when I follow up with people, I can say, hey, I saw that you're struggling with growing your business month to month. Would you like help with that? And they go, yes, absolutely. Okay, great. Let's hop on a workshop, or let's hop on a call, or let's email back and forth and tell you about our services. So it's a great way to start conversations as well, because now you have those answers and you can follow up with them automatically. So this helps, again, this helps me understand where my audience is and where they need the most help. So the second is workshops. I've done many, many workshops over the last 2 years, both in person and virtual, short 60 minutes and long 3 days. Workshops are my favorite way to deliver tons of value to a free subscriber or a new lead. So it costs $500 or more dollars to work with me one-on-one in a strategy session. So to get 90 to 120 minutes with me in a small group setting is a massive value to those who attend. I've also expanded my workshops and turned them into new products and services, which is an unexpected bonus. So once someone has spent 90 minutes with you, they'll have a pretty good grasp on who you are, your personality, the things your business does, and more. They're much more likely to take the next step if they're ready for it, because they just got so much free value from you that the subtext is, imagine what working with them would be like. So if you want to see one of my workshops in action, join the next one at, you guessed it, craftsmancreative.co/workshops. Now, the third one is an email course. This is the lead magnet I started with years ago when I started Craftsman Creative. I learned this from Andre Chaperone and his business, Tiny Little Businesses, and it's just been consistent throughout. I've had many email courses over the year, but my current email course is a jumpstart with the MOVIE framework delivered over 5 days. So in your email course, you can teach people a skill, you can deliver something over a few days, or help onboard people into your world. You get to create the experience you want them to have and teach them what they need to know to A, create tension and desire for your products and services, and B, deliver a ton of value. Honestly, I think I should swap those and say deliver a ton of value first, and then B, create tension and desire for your products and services. So by the end, you want people to really feel like, I understand what this is about and I want to work with this person. That's the goal of your email course. Over a week, people can spend anywhere from an hour to many hours as they are introduced to your business and your content. I include links to podcast episodes, past blog posts, book chapters, and even past workshops. If someone clicks and watches or reads everything that I put in that email course, it's nearly 7 hours of time spent together without me needing to be there. So that's massive leverage for you and your business. You can spend 7 hours a week with somebody without actually having to show up and be there in person. So the last one is a digital download. This is pretty straightforward. My current digital download is a free copy of my last book, Craftsman Creative. It's pretty straightforward. You get something that generally costs money for free, okay? So now the strategy, how are we gonna use these four things together? First, if you don't have any lead magnets, start with just one. Get that one working, get a lot of people interacting with it, and make sure it's delivering the outcomes you need it to. Engaged leads coming to you pre-sold. Ideally, if you've got a landing page with your lead magnet on it, you want to be seeing at least a 25% conversion rate. And you want to get hundreds of people a month, ideally a week or even a day, to that lead magnet so that you can see that it's converting and turning people into leads. Now, once you have one, the strategy comes into play when you add a second and then a third and a fourth lead magnet. The strategy is point them to each other. Okay, point them to each other. The more you give people, the more time they can spend with you and the more info you get on them. So here's how this strategy works in my business. For example, say someone signs up for my workshop. I send them an email series or course automatically that includes a link to the scorecard. So before they join the workshop, they need to take the scorecard. And at the end of the workshop, I give them a digital copy of my book. So it doesn't matter where they enter my world. If they come in through my book, it points to all the other things. If they come in through my email newsletter, it points to all the other things. If they come in through the scorecard, it points to all the other things, etc. They're going to end up getting all four of these valuable lead magnet assets that I've created. My best customers come to me pre-sold because they've gone through at least two of these four. For example, they read my book and attend a workshop. If they do three or four of them, I know that they're ready for the next step in their business because they're showing me by the actions that they're taking that they want the outcome of having a business that's growing month to month, for example. So from the lead magnets, once I've pointed to the others available to them, I then invite them to hop on a call, generally at the end of a workshop. Some people who take the scorecard get that invitation as well, but most need to spend more time with me through my email series, my workshop, or my book. So if all of the people I've worked with over the last 2 years have either attended a workshop or read my book on top of the email series and the scorecard, the goal then becomes offering these lead magnets to as many people as I can. Doing so will get me oversubscribed, which allows me to be profitable in my business and have the freedom to charge what I want, work when I want, and with who I want, and have the kind of lifestyle I want for my business. So as Dan Priestley says, everything in your business is downstream from leads. So don't take this step lightly. Start with one lead magnet, then add more once that first one is working for your business, and then make sure to point them to each other. So if you want to check out how I'm using this strategy, take the free Craftsman Creative scorecard at craftsmancreative.co/scorecard and join us in the next monthly workshop at craftsmancreative.co/workshops. I will see you there.